You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Evening, everybody.
Good evening.
We are doing broadcasting on the run.
Yes.
a new show concept from
there
Cameron
we go.
Sports and Life. Anyway, I know my buddy from Austin, Texas. Bernadette, hang in there. We're going to get to you. Just call one more minute. We were on a wonderful freeway, and we were jammed.
That's LA.
The traffic's not terrible today. It's just, you know,
terrible.
You're not used to it. It's just kind of crazy.
Okay. So let me write her a letter. I'll call her back. Okay, could you do me a favor?
Yeah, what am I doing?
Just give her a message.
Yes, I'll do that. That's easy.
So we'll call right back. Anyway, welcome to this wonderful show called Cameron Sports and Life.
LA Talk.
I do my low-level voice, you know. In radio, you have two voices. You have your broadcast voice, and then you have your sexy voice.
Yes, we
ooh,
do.
Baby. Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Hey, everybody.
Hey,
how are you
everybody
doing out there?
By the way, John Michael's birthday!
Happy birthday!
Thank you. I'm turning 39 again.
Bernadette?
You're 23.
Bernadette, we got gotcha!
You! Oh, hey, Bernadette. How are you doing?
Hi, Bernadette.
We have a fun show, Bernadette.
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. I'm going to drop some plugs in. By the way, this weekend is the Gay Pride Parade in L.A.
I know.
Oh.
Yeah, and I got invited at the last moment. You know what's funny? In L.A., when you get an invitation, sometimes they remember you. The lady goes, oh, yeah, you do radio. I got in.
You got
I'm
in.
I'm telling you.
Well, I got in, too, but that's a whole other story.
That's a whole different joke.
Well, you know,
anyway,
yes, it is.
We've got someone. I got the great celebrity psychic, John Michael. And
hey.
I know it's an exciting day. John Michael's on my show, and I've got Bernadette. I love her name. She's got that nice.
Well, it's like the song of Bernadette.
Di Gabriel, right? Di Gabriel?
All right. Gabrielle, yes. That's
see,
correct.
We got our translator, our Italian translator here, John Michael. Anyway, John Michael, and you have something in common. You both help people's lives.
There we go.
There you go. And then we got Candy Lawyer!
Yeah!
Woo-hoo!
And of course, we have Dr. Doug Lear. Dr. Doug, what do you do? Say hi.
Hello.
And Dr. Doug is an energy practitioner. He is trained as a chiropractor. 35 years he's been doing this amazing energy work. He worked on me the last couple of weeks so I can talk seriously about
it.
And it feels really good. It's about getting through your issues in a very positive way. It's like what you do with Jure, which is just healing.
Right.
But this is so you can confront the
issues. This is an energy lady.
There you go.
Bernadette, you're an energy lady, right?
Yeah.
Hello?
I am.
She does energy.
Just jump in, girl.
Come
that's
on.
How we work here. You got to jump in the conversation. You can't just sit back and wait.
Anyway, what I was going to say about Bernadette.
Right.
Bernadette, by the way, you changed your whole life. You are a Catholic. Now she's a Christian.
I'm still a Catholic.
Well, good for you.
Wow.
Good for you. Anyway, she started her whole, her whole life changed. She got into, the spirituality, the energy. And she's like where I was in my life, because I changed. I'm like you. I relate to you because I was like that, too, because I didn't like organized religion. I always thought it's disorganized, So anyway, I did the thing of light, and I think what you do is great. You're a mother of 8 kids?
Wow.
I am.
8
yeah.
kids?
Wow,
oh
8 children.
Goodness.
I had a lot of energy
would
to
you
work
like 10?
With.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God.
Oh, my God.
Hang on for a second. Isn't the movie with 10 you get egg rolls or something like that?
Yeah, 10 you get egg rolls.
Okay.
And you're still married to the same guy.
Egg rolls? Am I missing something?
It's in a movie from the 60s I think it was a Disney movie. With 8 you get egg rolls,
no,
or 6 you get
egg rolls.
It was something like that. It was you get it with
10 you get divorces.
No.
Anyway, now tell us about the world of Bernadette Di Gabriel. You come from Austin. She's calling us live from Austin, Texas. So tell us more about what you do,
and
I read your bio.
Let's talk about what's going on. You're going to be doing this tour soon?
Possibly you and her.
I'm sorry?
We're listeners. Keep talking.
John Michael Dordur. Go ahead. Tell us.
You got to talk. This is radio. You got to keep talking. This is not TV. You have to keep talking, Bernadette.
I'm sorry.
No, you can't stop. You have to listen. Keep jump in there, girl.
So basically, I help people, much like the energy practitioner that you have there. Okay. I use a couple of different techniques, modalities that create my own, which I refer to as REV, rapid elevation of vibration. So basically, you go in and I assist you to identify traumas and emotional disturbances so that we can remove them and reprogram with positive reinforcement, positive programming, and help you to recognize what your passion is so that we can get you on a path to happy, living a happy life, which I feel is a lost art. Something that's
true.
Oddly enough, Bernadette, you know, Dr. Doug right here does the same thing. He does something called quantum. Say what you, what is your thing called?
I call my work cellular resonance.
Cellular resonance.
The cells to resonate with your soul, your spirit, with your heart, and how our mind gets in the way of this. You know, the ego, the and really the traumas and dramas of our life, they get all recorded in our body and our cells. And there is a way to strip that away, take that off, so we can get to the bare essence of soul, of who we are, love that we are. And it activates the body to heal.
I've seen just about any condition.
I mean, I've seen tens of thousands of conditions of all kinds, terminal, chronic.
Wow.
Mind, body, spirit, whatever it you what name you want to put on it, or combination of names, if you may. And they can get better when you get the person to deal directly with the cause.
Exactly. And I've been working with Dr. Doug myself, and I will tell you that I've had some really massive information that came to me that I kind of it may be out there now, but now I'm facing some issues that I didn't realize I didn't know.
Yeah, see, he found them. Have found them. So now,
it's like resolved an onion. You peel it back and you find all of these amazing things, but not only the things that have actually held you back, but the things that you really do desire, which that's the beauty of it all. Peeling it back so that you can discover those things that you just really lose sight of as you get older.
Well, also, I was going to mention you are an ordained spiritual teacher under the Church of Christ. Mm-hmm. You co-partner of business.
I'm under the Church of God, yeah.
Church of God. Okay.
Hey, Church of God. Okay.
Is that Church of God the one that, that's
but
the one
for me? I do not espouse to a religious doctrine. Okay. So I am strictly on the spiritual, so... There's no indoctrination with anything that I do.
Well, the Church of God, isn't that the one that's Lowry? Like, there's this guy named Lowry is the head of it. Is that the one? Or...
I don't think he's
like the head of the church.
There's so many. I mean, there's a church.
Could
there's
be. I don't know.
So okay. many denominations, but it is a non-denominational, and I actually was ordained under the Kenneth Copeland Ministry.
Oh, I know Kenneth Copeland.
Okay, that's what I'm asking.
Kenneth Copeland. I've interviewed him. Now let me ask you a question. You do also relationship and betterment.
It's huge. Relationships are so huge because out of a day, I probably receive over 100 inquiries on relationships, which goes to show where our society is right now. You know, as far as connection is concerned, and that's one of my big things is pulling yourself away from what you have been. Taught,
right?
For lack of a better term, kind of removing yourself from what you have been taught and allowing you to create your own boundaries for a relationship because there is not any one cookie cutter fit for a relationship. Everybody is different.
Well, Bernadette,
and
I do something
so every
very similar.
Is different.
I do something similar. I work specifically with love, learning how to love yourself, learning how to be in love in a relationship. So many people. Don't love themselves, and I also work on sex and people who can totally let go of their mores and what's bothering them,
so
they can really be a part of their sex life. A lot of people will have intercourse with their partner, but they won't have passionate love, passionate sex. They won't enjoy their own body when we're with them.
The intimacy, exactly.
Right. So that part is what I work with a lot. Myself.
It is such a taboo subject, and that's one of the subjects I love to touch on.
I love to touch anything that's taboo.
Hey!
I'll touch it once or twice, and if you take me out to dinner, maybe more than that.
Oh, God! FCC, here we go!
There you go.
Anyway, so you're a Reiki teacher like me, Reiki master. I'm a Reiki master.
I'm a Reiki master teacher myself.
You're a Reiki master, too? So we're all Reiki master?
I don't talk about it.
Okay.
Use that one. Well, use that
it's funny because Dr. Doug's work is a totally different than Reiki. I've been through the process. It really is.
We'll have to have more of
today. Then people think they know what it is. And, you know, I just tap into your cells and talk to them.
Oh, yeah.
And they tell me what's going on with you. And they tell me the code and the pattern of the way that you've been programmed, wounded, traumatized. And we carry that trauma from many generations, other lifetimes. It comes in from all different places. And then we wonder why we have these problems while we're facing physical challenges or emotional challenges or relationship challenges or success or money or whatever it might be. I have people come with from all those areas. You know, the number one thing is, of course, our relationships and how we grew up as a kid and what we entrain with, because our mothers and fathers, their thoughts and feelings, unspoken as a child, that goes into our cells. And this is scientifically proven.
Right.
And studies have been done on this. And because of this, I started a nonprofit where I went to Israel because there was one of the first studies was on Holocaust survivors and how their grandchildren, great-grandchildren, were having all this Holocaust nightmares and basically this the same consciousness passed through like they were in camps.
Like DNA. Through
Right, DNA encoded. And so I went there and I trained, you know, well over 100 practitioners in Israel and Palestine both so that they could clear those traumatic lineages from the people there and create a greater peace and possibility.
Possibility
in that Middle East, and you know, and I still go. So
you did
this
a mitzvah.
Happens all of us.
You did a mitzvah. You know what that is, right? Mitzvah. You know what that is.
Yeah, it means you're doing good work. It's when you're doing good deeds, good work.
Now,
in the Jewish tradition, it's a mitzvah. Eichavolt.
Yeah, Eichavolt. Get past the chop liver.
And three,
anyway,
three kreplach. All right.
And
there you go.
Anyway, Bernadette de Gabriel is a teacher. She's going to do her seminars. You're going to come to California, I hope. I hope you're coming to visit me. Come to California.
I love California.
Yay!
Yay!
Yes, I will be there.
Yeah, there you go. I can see.
Absolutely.
I can see a John Michael, Gabrielle.
Yeah, we'll sit there. You know, you and I, Bernadette, we'll have to sit and talk about all the stuff that we do together. Maybe work on, because I'm going to be doing a conference in San Francisco here. Maybe you maybe you can be a part of it. Well, remember, if you want to be on my conference,
BBS.
Contact me vis-a-vis through BBS, or you can contact me through my website, which is www.johnmichaelcapaldi.com. Call me directly at 310-908-9853.
Help me for the call.
I'll pay for the call. There you go. And then, and Dr. Doug, how do we get a hold of you, Bernadette? Let's find out how do these people get to your events, find out when your events are, what's your website, all that good stuff?
Website, BernadetteMDGabrielle.com.
Okay.
And my phone number, 512-902-5377.
Excellent.
I am also Facebook, LinkedIn,
Oh, we're all connected to that social media
Instagram,
stuff.
Instagram, all social media. Just Google my name, Bernadette M. DeGabrielle, and all of that information will come up. But feel free to contact me direct.
Okay.
My number I just gave you, 512-902-5377, or my website. And you can book an appointment with me that way, or hit me up. Let me know what your situation is. Happy to help.
So tell us really quick now, Dr. Doug, how do we get a hold of you so people here in Los Angeles can work with you and learn what's going on with them?
Oh, awesome. Well, Dr. Doug Lehrer, L-E-H-R-E-R.
Right.
Looks like .com. The famous Dr. Lehrer.
That's right.
The alien implant guy. Okay.
Anyway, yes.
Yeah, see? I have to put that in. Yeah, plug it in.
All right. Dr. Doug Lehrer, .com. That's the D-R, D-O-U-G. L-E-H-R-E-R.com. I think cellularresonance.com also plugs into the same website. And I both take clients and work with them to really heal their lives, transform physically, mentally, emotionally, and reconnect to spirit and the depth of who they truly are, to really discover that by getting all the crud that out of the way.
Well, maybe you should come to the event when I'm
going
to be
the seminar. We're going to get Bernadette.
Yep, that'd be great. And then, of course, I train practitioners. So I train, doctors. I've trained MDs, osteopaths, chiropractors, acupuncturists. I've even trained pharmacists and other health professionals.
Wow. Yeah.
People who know that they want to get to this emotional, spiritual division cause of what's really creating. You know, Einstein said you can't solve your problems at the same level of consciousness or thinking that created them. And if the ego and our fears and traumas are creating our problems and then they're encoded in us, then we have to go to a higher level of consciousness in order to resolve that and break it up all the way to the cellular level. And when you do that, and I have a process I take people through in my practice, and I teach it, of course, to other practitioners, I call cellular forgiveness, which is getting the cells to forgive, to let go of those lower vibrations that are creating a disarray within the body and some pretty serious health conditions. Because I've seen really, you know, if you just think of a health condition, I've worked on it, and they got well. And it's not that I cure anyone. I don't treat, cure, do that stuff. I've you know, done tens of thousands of people, but it's really helping people to just resolve that in themselves, and then their whole life changes. You know, it's one thing to get rid of it of something. There's another thing to transform yourself and not have it anymore.
Right.
Then your whole life opens up.
Oh yeah.
And then you're in a position to love your kids more, your parents more, your partners more, yourself. And,
love.
And bring that energy to our world and be a world server right in your own town, right in your own body, you know, in this moment with whomever you are. And because we're all interconnected.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Bernadette. Go ahead.
Yeah. And you get to stop looping.
Right?
You use that term too.
Looping effect where you get to experience the same thing over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah. I think the Groundhog Day looping, you know.
Exactly.
It's, most people never learn, you know.
I loved Groundhog Day.
At least Bill Murray finally learned after how many years in that Groundhog movie.
There's actually a website you can find out how many years supposedly he was in it. It was like 15 years.
It was a long time.
Yeah.
A long time. And, but we can break those cycles, you know, with energetic medicine there's all different ones out there. What Bernadette does, what I do, we probably.
I want to learn what you do. I think I'm going to come to one of your classes. I'm going to come to some of your classes.
And it's cool. And you learn how to tap in, and you use your intuition and science. So it's science, spirit, intuition, all melded together, and open that up. And then, of course, build your own connection deeper to your heart and to love and to the soul that we are. Because, you know, oftentimes, you know, the mind's going one way, the ego's going this way, soul's going, no, go this way. You wonder why you're not successful or why things aren't going right, because you're not listening. Why? Because we're stuck in a pattern, stuck in a, say it, Bernadette.
Stuck in gear.
Stuck in a loop.
Stuck in a loop. You know, if I could bury my ego somewhere, I totally would, but unfortunately, she's a bitch. And I've decided my ego is a woman because she's so bad. She's so abusive to me sometimes.
Yay! Get a call. You know,
we contracted with exactly what we need, though. So apparently.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Well, we're a pattern. But you know what?
We did. We created the perfect parents and the perfect situations for us to learn what we missed in the last lifetimes and to get it a bit, I hate to say get it right, but to release that and just to get it, which is love, non-judgment, compassion.
And live a better life.
Exactly. Benevolence and know that we're all interconnected and to start serving. You know, as one of my best friends said, to leave the least, you know, footprint on people, like a big foot, like we kick people
in
the butt with our mouths, right, and our actions and not that thing, but to really bring love to every situation.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly
the real thing. Not the concept of love from the mind, but the love that comes from a source beyond ego, beyond personality, beyond this name you call yourself. Because we're all connected to that creative power that makes us.
Yeah.
And, you know, I used to not like to speak about this stuff because it sounded so, you know, like religious or God. And I was raised in an atheist Jewish family. You know, you don't talk about those things. But it is that. I mean, what brings that life? And what brings miracles when a doctor can't even, you know, said, I did that surgery and 10,000 people, and they all, you know, went this direction. And this person here, before I even got to them, boom. They, you know, I thought they just healed. One lady, do you know her name? She wrote a book, and her first name's Anita. And she was 4-stage cancer. The doctor said she wouldn't make it through the night.
Yeah.
She was in the hospital. And she wakes up in the morning, totally healed. Not a tumor anywhere. What did that? And she explains it in her book, and it's what practitioners like myself, Bernadette, I'm sure you confirm this, that we do our best to help someone connect to that every time.
Yeah.
So that they can activate the healing in their body and release whatever it is that's really their ill. And this woman had, you know, boom, she had a God experience, out of body, near-death experience, came back in, and with that new lesson, that energy went right through her, boom, and the thing that was eating her up and growing the tumors ended, and spontaneously they were gone. And people forget that we're not a physical being. I mean, even Deepak Chopra talks about, and he just quoted for the scientists who know, that all the matter that we are could be put on the head of a pin.
Right.
So everything else is space, yeah, and energy and consciousness that we're made of. And then when they went deeper onto the matter that we are, looking deeper at that, it's all energy too. So we're just energy beings that are vibrating into a physical form, just like water is steam and liquid and solid if it's ice. You know, if you hit somebody over the head with some steam, doesn't hurt them. But if it's frozen, ouch.
Yeah,
so true. It changes. Yeah. And that's what we do. Our consciousness changes our cells and the way that they respond into this disease and all these names that doctors have been so fanciful to name, this whole thousands of names. That's a lot of work,
right,
that they've done to name all this stuff and describe this stuff. But it's literally us taking some steam, air of spirit, and then condensing it into a disease, and then there it is, physical. Oh, there is physical, but you can literally disintegrate it.
Very interesting.
When you understand,
yeah, raising the vibration above the vibration of that,
right,
in which ails you.
When you understand our true nature as human being, in ancient language is God, man, God, man. This is connection between spirit and matter that we are, and we're this great experiment of consciousness to evolve ourselves. And disease is a beautiful, as I'm writing in my book that'll come out soon, is that this disease path, it's wonderful, because if you trace that to its source, you can resolve so much stuff in your life. Call it karma, call it,
right,
negativity, call it bad vibes, you know, and totally transform your life and bring something greater to other people.
Anyway, so what we're going to do is, all right, Bernadette, by the way, we're going to keep in contact with Bernadette. We're going to keep up
contact with Dr. Doug.
And I think it's a fascinating show that we're doing tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be, in July, I'll be going to a trip to
Vegas, yes,
and meeting with a doctor that had an experience in space.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're going to be interviewing him.
Cool.
But Bernadette, is radio pretty good? You like the vibes of my show? You like the vibes of the show?
Fantastic. Well, you're fantastic, Cameron.
Well, thank you, Cameron. I'm going to put on my will.
Well, awesome. Well, I look forward to meeting you, or Bernadette. Maybe we'll talk on the phone in the next couple of days.
Yeah. Bernadette, well,
I look forward to it.
Bring the kids.
Are you coming to Austin anytime soon? I'm having a meetup tomorrow night. We're having meditation class.
Well, not the next. I'm actually going out of town. It's my birthday. So I'm going to have some me time, and I'm going to have some fun and some friends.
Yeah.
And right now, it is also gay pride, so I'm trying to stay away from all the gays in West Hollywood.
Lots of pictures.
I'm not going near gay pride. I try to stay away from that negative energy.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is... right now, again, to get a hold of me, it's johnmichaelcapaldi.com. To get a hold of Dr. Lear, it's Dr. D-R, Doug, D-O-U-G, Lear, L-E-H-E-R-E-R. R-E-R.
Thank you.
And Bernadette, your website again is?
Bernadette M-D Gabrielle.
M-D Gabrielle.
D-I-D-com.
Gabrielle.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Bernadette.
Thank you very much for coming on, and we'll get you back.
Thank you, guys. It was a pleasure
to meet you.
Your
joy.
Thank you, BBS, for getting us Bernadette DiGabrielle. We appreciate it. Anyway, thank you all very much. We're going to move on.
Guys, have a great night.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
No problem. We're moving on. Anyway, Candy Loya.
Candy Loya in the house.
Thank you very much. And then what I was going to mention is, we succumb on the show. We're going to get... We're going to go on our trip in July.
Yes.
And then...
Are you inviting me, Cameron?
And John Michael may be headed to a land... Yeah, come on in. Come on in. And what's your name?
Hi, Octavio Carlin.
Okay, you have a Broadway play?
Yeah, I have a play going on, part of the Hollywood Fringe Festival.
Okay, and also... what's really interesting is that the Greek and Italian festival, all this coming up. Anyway, tell us about your play.
Yeah, it's a play. It's about, the name of the play is Hollywood Diary.
Right.
And it's about a fictional encounter between Hedda Hopper and Mary Astor during the filming of Mary Astor's film, Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte, who was with Bette Davis. So right in the middle, when they lose Joan Crawford, that's when the interview happens. But Hedda Hopper wants to know about Mary Astor's diary back in the 30s. So that's where...
And Hedda Hopper, for everyone out there, the young bees out there.
And how do they famous... How do they get a hold of you if they want to go to the play?
No, I want to talk about Hedda Hopper. Oh, okay. Hedda Hopper's important. Now, Hedda Hopper was a Hollywood gossip columnist in those days. And what made her... really interesting was she'd make up stories of those days. She'd controversial stories. Back with John Wayne, there was a story because John Wayne was going with someone and just, I'm going to announce he's a bum or something like that. Yeah, Hedda Hopper was that type of woman.
Yeah, she was really out there and she was really like, she had a lot of power in Hollywood with her film stars and with all these people. She was really making and breaking actresses and actors' career in it. So she was a very important figure.
I like the play. Nice. I like the concept. Yeah. I'll see it. I like it because I know about Hedda Hopper. When I got going with journalism, I met her at the end.
Oh.
And got a chance to meet her. Amazing. And Estelle Parsons, all these great people. Yeah. And then, you remember, what was her name? She died of cancer. What was her? She did the Hollywood Columns. And she was bad girl, died. And then in those days, they were pumping up the film industry.
Yes.
They were making up stories as they came.
Yeah.
And Rhona Barrett. Yeah. Rhona Barrett. That's what
Cameron knows everything.
Well, Rhona Barrett was that type of person. Anyway, so people, now, to get back to your question.
If people want to get a hold of you or get a hold of the theater, they want to go see the play, how would they get in contact with you?
Okay, the name of the play again is Hollywood Diary, and we are listed at the Hollywood Fringe website, which is hollywoodfringe.org.
Where's it playing at?
It's at the Hudson Theater.
Hudson Theater. Like the Hudson Brothers.
Yes.
Exactly.
Like Goldie Hawn will never talk about.
When is it?
It starts on this Monday 12th, and runs until the 25th.
That's good. That's good time, by the way.
Yeah, we have nine
performances. And how much are the tickets for everybody?
It's $15 a ticket.
Okay.
That's cheap.
Yeah
that is. And by the way, I think he was going to say $100.
I got my freebies. I get my freebies. Honey. Yeah. Anyway, tell us on the web, is there a website where they can buy them?
Yeah, it's www.hff17/4730.
Okay.
That's the website for the play.
Okay, and it sounds great. I'd love to go. And then we got to get to get Candy Loya. Candy Loya will know about the days of the Hedda Hoppers.
Don't
the
be a known friend. Just come de la vue.
But you know what?
I know.
De la vue is afterwards. Anyway, Rhona Barrett. They're doing a movie on her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Hollywood's doing a movie on her, which is very interesting.
Yeah.
But sure, anyway, buy the tickets.
Yes,
thank you very much. Tickets.
Thank you.
Thank you, Phil Sokolov. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we appreciate it. And anyone else, we can give away some free tickets tonight.
Yeah.
You got to mention.
Yeah, we got
the story's about Hedda.
The story's about Hedda Hopper and Mary Astor.
Hedda Hopper. Okay, that's your answer. Nice. So if you call in, we'll give you some free tickets.
Do you have a Facebook?
Okay. Yeah.
And what is your Facebook?
It's Teatro de la O.
Okay, Teatro de la O.
Yeah, that's the production.
Anyway, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Now we got a guest coming in, live studio.
Yeah.
Yes, we got Gil Fajardo. Is that Fajardo?
It's pronounced Fajardo.
Fajardo.
Oh, my God. Really?
Gil.
You got to butcher my name, man.
So tell us what he does. What do you do?
I have so many things on him. He's a comedian actor. He also did a famous house in Pasadena, California.
Okay.
He's in Paramount Studio doing an online Reggie show. He's a radio host for a radio, I mean, Real G Show.
Anaheim.
Yes, and he started his first short film. It was a thriller. And he also teamed up with, help me out, Lake Any Canyon? How you say it again?
It'd be Canon Films.
There you go.
Canon Films. Gabriel Carrera. Yeah.
And he helped promote the actors and music artist, which is the guy named Gabriel Carrera.
Yeah, he's the director. He's the, actually, he actually took over his aunt's, not his aunt's, his uncle's a name. So he took over. So
tell us about you.
Well, let's see here.
You're on radio.
Yes,
I know. You're like a real guy.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to have other people come with me. I have Cheech Chong. I have Cheech and Chong with
you. Oh, my God. I love him so much.
I got Kermit the Frog. He's already here.
Kermit the Frog. By the way, Kermit the Frog signed, you know, the Muppets. Brand new contract with Disney. You know what it was?
What?
$191 million.
Wow.
Yeah, they just...
I'm trying to get on there, so I'm going to have Kermit introduce, so here we go. Let's see. Hello, everybody. Here I'm on LA Talk Radio with Cameron here, and I also got Candy there, the host, and then we're here for the show. So now I'm going to have now here is comedian actor Gil Fajardo. Yay!
Yay!
There you go.
He sounded so good.
By the way.
Yes.
We know, I want to say to George Lopez, this guy's a talent.
Actually, I'm trying to get on one of his shows called Tons of Fun. Or is it, no, Tons of Anarchy. That's it.
Well, he did a show, and you have been a great person to bounce off with him. You know why?
Right.
Because his show is about relationships, his new show.
Yeah.
And what would have been fun is say, what about these relationships? Stop it already. That would have been good for George Lopez, you know, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And George Lopez comes from the north side of the valley.
San Fernando Valley.
San Fernando Valley, Burbank. He's now in Burbank, man. Yes. And he was great. So tell us about your show.
Yes.
Well, basically, I'm doing a lot of things. Like I said, I'm doing this, and I got the voice.
I'm going to have to pay him for everything he does.
No, it's fine. Right. Like, you know, Cheech and Chong, hey, wow, man, this is great, you know?
That's cool.
All right, let's go. All right.
Well, you know, Cheech and Chong, one of them went, Cheech Marin went to Cal State Northridge.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes, they did.
He went to Cal State Northridge.
Yes.
He's an artist.
Yes, he is.
People don't know he's an artist.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Well, it all started, it's really funny because a lot of things that have happened to my life is, you know, I just barely started doing comedy. It took me like 3 years, you know, three years I've been in the industry.
Whole different thing.
And, you know, the thing is, I've been a protection agent.
Yes.
I've been doing personal protection for celebrities. And then after that, I got divorced, and then I got laid off because the company moved to a different state. So I was really bad shape. So when I ended there, last year, I ended up being homeless.
Wow.
So I ended up being homeless, and so I ended up meeting people like on the radio shows, and actually a couple of celebrities that came to the show at the Ice House, and that's where I did a performance there.
Oh, Pastina.
Yeah, I did a performance, and they liked it, and a couple of celebrities came and said, hey, Gil, would you like to be on my movie? And I'm like, yeah, I think you like a comedy.
Yeah.
No, so I play a hitman.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's like, now I'm a hitman now, and that's what gave me the link to meet with other celebrities. Parties that they invite him to, red carpet events.
Right.
Nice.
I wore this Dodger jersey and hat. That was my signia.
Yeah.
And so, and I'd always go, Ole, what's going on this day?
I like that.
It's cool.
Look at Candy over there.
Candy
right there.
Yes, yeah.
I'll take two pieces.
I like that.
Now, let me ask you another
question. Yes.
Have you worked with the gentleman? He's getting richer and richer. You know, Machete?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what do you call it? Danny Trejo.
Danny Trejo.
He's
got a restaurant.
Yes,
he's got women dancing.
He has a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, we're going to do a show about the women dancing. Maybe you'll cover it for me.
Yes.
Get them come dancing.
To. Danny Trejo is one of the nicest guys. Yeah. I did an interview with him actually, I think about six months ago. And I asked him, I said, hey, do you have time? Can you do an interview with me? And he said, yeah. I mean, everybody was just crowding him.
Yeah.
And he actually made way to come see me. And when I talked to him, I took pictures with him. But he's actually a really, really humble person.
Yes.
You know what? And I met a lot of actors and a lot of things that made me realize how where I got where I am, it's just, you know, people help me along the way.
Networking.
Networking.
Yes. You meet people.
Number one, networking.
You meet people like myself. We're bound to do our Amazon show.
You know, nice. That. Oh.
And I'm going to be doing a show about my crazy life, being someone that people won't think I could be, but I have the people from the station, all the guests, the people come on, and get maybe Miss Julie Andrews.
Oh,
she would love to do it. So we want to do something fun. We'll get his agent.
Yes,
his agent will talk to my agent.
Yeah, no. In fact, I'm actually a movie's going to be coming on Amazon this September. I actually did a true film documentary.
Wow.
About the Mexican Mafia, Kilroy Roybal.
Oh yeah,
it's a life of redemption,
mm-hmm.
and it's basically turning his life around.
Mm-hmm.
So I play one of the basically a gang member in that in prison. So that's going to be out on Amazon in September.
September.
So
it
look
can make
for me
a nice Christmas gift.
Yes, it will.
Well, then, it's Christmas.
You'll be seeing me right there. If you don't make it,
exactly. What I was going to say is, what's really interesting is the talent we've been getting. We've been on LA Talk Radio 8 years.
Nine years.
San Francisco,
yes.
BBS Radio.
Yes,
they're our hub.
It.
We're going to be on also Voice of America.
Yes.
Okay. And then New York Radio soon. We're putting all these
together. All the radios together.
I'm
looking
now
for a radio show to be a chain and to be a part of.
Well, you can be a part of us.
I love the radio. Oh, I love it. See, that's
I'm
a
nuts.
Great part.
I admit it.
Cameron's really good.
Usually my show, I'll say something about Trump, right?
Yes.
I'll say something. And that's another story. But what we're going to do next week, we're going to find out what the missing hole is for impeachment.
Okay.
There is something there, but what he's afraid of is with the whole thing, entanglement. There's something there for a president which you do not do.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk about that next week.
Okay.
What hasn't he done?
And, yeah, we talk about
everything. Hey, like another joke, you know, they're talking about, you know, Donald Trump, you know, putting up the wall. They ask about how do the Mexicans feel about it?
Yeah.
So I tell them,
Orle, we just get over it.
That's funny. And the funny part is, I was over, you know, by the border and meeting people, and you can see they just want to take his head and smash it over the border. And the problem is, it's not our country. We're not like that. We're
right.
not that way. You know, and it just shows the true American people are
yes.
coming out. The real people. Now, where are you?
I was going to say that.
Go ahead.
I never mind.
Candy, a question.
Where do we get a hold of you? And what's your Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, everything?
You can get a hold of me at Facebook.
Words.
So it's under Gil Fajardo. I'll spell that out for you. FAJARDO. I'm on Instagram, actor Gil Fajardo. And I have to say.
And do you have a Snapchat?
I do, but I have to redo it. Yeah, it's under comedian Gil Fajardo. So I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do have a Snapchat. So yes, you won't be seeing me like posing.
Posing.
In this industry, you gotta have all the social media.
You know, it's really funny because I have a lot of people that are tuning in right now. So I gotta get the shout outs from Germany, Michael, Judy from Georgia, Daniel, Tennessee. Angela, and there's a lot of people to give shout outs to, and Esther Stratemeyer.
We'll have to put them on a show.
I gotta go fast,
man.
I'm telling you, no. Esther
Stratemeyer,
she is a screenwriter.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
She's helped me also along the way.
What,
this Sunday.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What famous person helped make the waves for you right now? If you're gonna think of a person out there that liked your work.
Okay, I would say that how I started and I had my first guest, you may know her, and she doesn't live too far from here, Dawn Wells.
Oh, Dawn Wells!
She's the one that plays Marianne from Gilligan's Island. So, yes.
Marianne.
Oh, dude, she is awesome, amazing.
Does she live up in some place up in Idaho or something? Oh, I had a story about
she may have different houses. She's
almost 80. She's almost 80 years old.
Yeah. Dude, she looks really good for her age.
Wow.
Yeah.
She actually is the ambassador for MeTV. Wow. In fact, I got to get a hold of her again.
You
got to
get me TV.
Yes, wow. Yes.
My MTV.
And tomorrow, this Sunday, too, is that I go along meeting people, like, you know, homeless people. I got to meet some people that are along, you know, the community in San Fernando Valley. And yes. Latin Dukes, got to give a shout out to them, because this Sunday they're making me an honorary member of their car club. So
Latin Dukes!
Yes, Latin Dukes! I saw them on Facebook, because I have them on Facebook.
Latin Dukes.
I saw them all.
So thank you there, Paul. Yes, Greg. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people to thank in this industry.
Yes.
I mean, like I said, I ended up at California Pictures. Okay, they're the one they actually signed me in. Steven Istock, that's my manager. So
see, you get the manager.
Yes, he is my manager.
I'm telling you.
Give a shout out.
What I was going to tell everyone out there is next show's coming up. Yeah. We're going to focus on the UFO stuff. We're going to have.
I love UFO stuff.
We talk about that
all the time.
I believe it.
By the way, we got a nice shout out from the New York Post. They like our show because we're not George Norrie.
It's because
you know this happened.
It's because we have Cameron, me, and John Michael.
I'm just nuts. That's what it is. It is nuts. But you know what? You have a show on in Anaheim.
Yes. No, actually, I'm not with them anymore. So No. Actually,
Karen. You know Karen Marin?
Yes,
Marin.
That's
Karen Marin.
Yes.
I started her.
Actually, she actually started me.
Really?
Yeah, that's where I separated. Where we went our different ways.
Were you here maybe a year ago?
No, actually, there was somebody else that was here, and his name was Gilbert as well.
Right. I think she was.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
So hey, it's a small world, man.
It's
so,
a small world. Anyway, so you'll be appearing at places, and you got your wonderful movie, and Candy Loy is everywhere in LA.
I'm everywhere in LA.
That's it. And then John Michael's birthday, and I want to thank everyone from this wonderful radio. We thank you very much.
Love you all.
We'll see you.
LA.
And good night from?
From LA Talk Radio.
What was he saying? Good night from Los
Angeles. Oh, from Los Angeles, too.
I train really well.
What is it? I like it.
Here we go.
Love it.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker.